This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
One ball, no strikes, sends Atello with a pitch. Swung on, bouncer, left side, diving, can't get it, Shunk. It's down the left field line. Two runs are going to score. Harper's trying for second, and he is safe at second base. And Harper, with a hustle two-run double, has put the Phillies on top here in the first.
Well, you just heard right there that, you know, between Ria's update and that Bryce Harper double, probably the two main highlights from the Phillies last night. Wasn't all the runs they scored, but, you know, the one early. I mean, look, it's one of those things where the first three runners get on, and you have a 2-0 lead three batters into the game, and they needed a little bit more. Because the relievers gave up some runs late. But you kind of knew, like, Phillies are in good shape. And here's the deal, guys. Phillies are in great shape now. I mean, they are cooking right now. They really are playing some outstanding baseball and are on pace for 101 wins. Which, jeez. John, given where they were in April and where the conversation was even in early May, that's quite a surge.
Well, I am excited about the way that Bryce is finally sort of coming alive, and it feels like a lot of the guys are just getting tuned up, sort of timed up.
Yeah.
They're offensively speaking, people are feeling pretty good right now, and I hope it's not because of the level of play, you know, of the competition.
It's part of it.
I know that normally when you head out to the West Coast, it does make things a little more challenging, and so, you know, you factor that in also. But, you know, the Rockies, not great.
All-time worst ever. They're the first team in the history of baseball to lose 40 of their first 48 games.
That's pretty bad.
Since 1900.
The Phillies have done exactly what they should do to a team like that.
That's important. And that's not always what we've seen in the past. So it feels like we are, you know, we know how good we are. And now that we finally have Bryce joining the party,
yeah,
it feels like things could get crazy. You know, just in time for the summer.
No, it's great.
Things are going to take off.
Devin, when you're down there for the home games, which you are, you know, quite a bit when they are home, do you notice anything different in the clubhouse?
Nothing like specifically different. I did ask Rob Thompson, I think it was like 2 weeks ago when they really started getting, you know, on a winning roll and just looking like a better overall baseball team, especially offensively, like what the biggest change he noticed was, you know, numbers aside. And he said it was just confidence. He said it was, you know, knowing that you can come back from being down late in the game and still win. And that instills a ton of confidence in the guys. And he said that that's been massive for them. And I guess it took a little bit to get that going in the clubhouse and within, you know, the team, but it's clearly working right now.
It's going to be really interesting as time goes on to find out if Aaron Nola is the outlier, meaning the player who you expect a lot from who stinks, or rebounds the way Bryce has rebounded and some others have rebounded. So, you know, he's, I think, the biggest question mark right now on the negative side.
Well, the bullpen is.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I'm giving you an individual player.
Sure, but
yes.
But the bullpen is by far the biggest question mark with this team.
That's right. That's right. The bullpen as a whole. That's true. All right, here's the deal. So you can weigh in, obviously, on the Phillies. Another, you know, solid win last night. I mean, again, it's not spectacular. They didn't beat the you know, 1985 Bears, but they
that would be something.
That would be something. That would be something. If the 2024 Phils, I just hope it's a baseball game if they played the 85 Bears. All right, here's the deal. You can comment on the Phils. You can comment on the Tush Push. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Phils. Fighting Phils taking on the Cubs. Game coming up in a few weeks, June 11th, afternoon game, 105, Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. That's Phillies.com. Here's how you win the tickets today. You got to give us a great, scary movie scene. You got to give us the scariest movie scene. Why? Because on this day, that means May the 21, 1908. That's right, over 100 years ago, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde debuts as a movie considered by many the first horror movie. Now, for scary scenes in a movie, obviously many come from horror movies, but not all do. There's non-horror movies that are scary. Reaching to your bag of tricks, ladies and gentlemen, give us, in your opinion, the scariest movie scene of all time. I will just tell you the disclaimer, the, you know, better chance to win if it's a movie we're all familiar with. Give us an answer at 215-592-9494. Scariest movie scene, John, what comes to mind for you?
The Exorcist.
Which scene?
The spin around scene.
Haymaker.
Just nothing could have prepared me. and I was, you know, I thought I was ahead of the curve as a kid watching the scary stuff. Yeah. I thought, this is going to be cool. Man, it did me in. Being the little kid who watched that, I couldn't shake it.
So this is where I got to give my Exorcist story, because we shouldn't talk Exorcist without me giving you some insight.
Yeah, it's a story.
Whether you believe this or not, and this was stated to me by a Georgetown priest. So I was walking through Georgetown in 95 when I was applying to Georgetown, and of course got completely rejected because I was nowhere near up the standard. Even though I thrilled her siblings go there, that's a whole nother matter. I mean, that's when you know you're
really like ultimate legacy, three older siblings.
That's when you didn't deserve it. When you get dinged and there's three in there and you get dinged. All right.
Man.
So here's the deal. Walking through Georgetown's campus, me, my sister, and a Georgetown priest that she was friends with. And the Exorcist comes up because we pass the Exorcist stairs, which are right there. And I said, oh, what a bunch of garbage. You know, I'd seen the movie. What a bunch of garbage. You know, Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, Joe, actually, he goes, I'm one of the relatively few people in the world that have heard the tapes from that little girl, because it was based on a true story. And there was a little girl, and it is believed that there was, an exorcism, and that she was, you know, demonic. Is that the term you'd say? Possessed by demons.
Yes. Yeah.
And I said, what a bunch of garbage. She said, no, actually, I heard the tapes, and here's what is true. She spoke an ancient foreign language that she could never have had any insight that this language existed. She spoke it fluently backwards. He said, when you would listen to the tapes backwards, she was speaking a language that no longer was spoken in common society, and she spoke it fluently. Make of that what you will, but that was said to me in 1995. Devin, I see your face like, holy hell.
No, that is, it's creepy.
I've spoken to priests also, Joe.
Yeah,
we used to have the team priest and the team chaplain, and there was two groups the Saturday before games that would meet, and I talked to the chaplains and the priests about some of that stuff just through the years.
They believe it.
Yeah. There was never that stuff's a bunch of hogwash. It was serious talk.
Which makes the Exorcist scene more scary.
No
doubt. Right.
Oh,
so,
man.
Guys, think about it. What's the scariest scene you've ever seen from a movie? Doesn't have to be based on a real life, because most of these obviously aren't. You can win Phillies tickets. Devin, what do you got as an answer?
The Ring. That was like the first movie that really shook me as, I don't even want to say a kid. I think it was like a teenager when it came out. But when the girl climbs out of the TV.
The TV, that's a good one.
Seltzer, a scary scene.
So this is, it's scary, but it's almost more upsetting than scary.
Okay.
But there are very few, I watch every horror movie. I love horror. I'm a horror movie junkie.
Yep.
There are very few times I have to like stop the movie and like take a breath. I'll just say the scene in Hereditary, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Oh, the...
Yeah, that scene.
I like it set up.
I had to pause it and like catch my breath. I was really so shook by it. I had to stop the movie and like collect myself. Well, and that's probably happened like two or three times ever.
Well presented, James. Ray, what do you got as an answer here?
So I was a little kid when The Shining came out.
Yep.
And my oldest brother, Billy, had a date with his girlfriend. But he had to watch me.
Mm-hmm.
So he took me on the date to see The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think my mother ever forgave him for it because the nightmares, the twins in the hallway, mm-hmm. at the elevator.
Yep.
And even when I watched it as an adult, still, I mean, I'm looking at it right now.
Yep.
And it's giving me the chills.
All right. Give us, obviously, a lot of great answers here. Give me, in your opinion, what is the best answer ever for the scariest movie scene of all time? 215-592-9494. You can win the Phillies tickets. Let's go to the phones. We're going to get to something coming up. Shirley Sirianni said yesterday about, you know, what he's been through and obviously moving forward, obviously, based on the past and all that's been accomplished and also all that's been experienced. Let's go to Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Early today.
Yeah, that's different.
So before I get to my point, Joe, because it's debate week, I'm going to quote Billy Madison, which is NBA 3-point take.
Yep.
That is the most insanely crazy thing. We are all now dumber for having.
Well, Dave, they got to do something. I mean, look, here are their options. Let it continue as is, meaning you can shoot an unlimited number of threes from where the three currently is. That's option one. Option two, move the three-pointer back. Option three, eliminate the corner three by having it just shoot out toward the sideline. Option four is just cap the number of threes you can shoot. Option five is eliminate the three-pointer. I mean, it's one of those five. So I'm just trying to present a possibility, because here's what I do know, Dave. They should not let it continue the way it is. It's bad for the sport.
Well, again, your opinion on everybody on the sport isn't everybody's opinion.
No, you're right. Dave, you're right about that. But we do know there's empirical evidence that during the regular season, it's been a great playoff. There's no question. But during the regular season, ratings have gone down quite a bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Bit. You can't argue that. And I think the three-point shot is part of the reason. Not the main thing, but it's part of it.
You just feel like it's made the game too boring and
yeah,
predictable.
Yeah, just chuck a three. It's hurt the center. It's hurt the classic power forward. The flow of the game. It leads to long rebounds. And then you got the back tap thing. Let's back tap. You ready for a new rule for me? If you don't catch the ball as the offensive team on a rebound, if you don't catch it,
It goes to the other team.
No more back tap.
So I don't.
I'm serious.
I get it, but that's something that actually would make the game longer. Like they'd have to stop play so many times to give the ball over. You know what I mean?
Don't back tap.
I get it, but I don't think I don't think that's a viable solution.
Maybe not, but I'm trying to improve the game, and I would consider that because I do think the back tap. I mean, if you really think about what the heart of it is, it's I'm not trying to get the rebound. I'm trying to tip it to a teammate mm-hmm. to get the rebound. That's not fun to watch. And when you couple it with three pointers, which lead to rebounds that clank out 6-7 feet, that's not fun. I want to see two big men battle down low to catch the ball, not, you know, some 6'6 guy try to tip it to a 6'3 guy. Doesn't appeal to me.
I think there should be a new position in sports called the aesthetic art director. And I think Joe DeGamer should, like, be in charge.
Clearly. No, I don't disagree. I mean, that on the road to the presidency, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Dave, you want the tush push to stay, don't you?
Well, I can tell you that either way, we're going to come up with something to, you know, to negate it. Negate them sticking out, but you and the entire NFL sound like that kid in the living room losing in Madden because I keep running the same play. Well, stop the play,
yeah,
and then you won't have that problem.
It's a big argument. That's a big argument for it. Dave, give me a great answer for a scary movie scene.
Well, my entire life has been scarred by this scene because of the crawling under the skin when the alien pops out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
God.
Yeah. Dave, you got it, bud. Appreciate that call right there. Let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day, because it actually goes back to yesterday's program. So we had a show yesterday to give away Phillies tickets in which we were trying to figure out the best TV duo of all time. Now, by the end of the show, we had so many great answers, we didn't know what to go with. And we said, all right, we'll let the people decide tomorrow through a poll. So we've narrowed these down to 9 that are still eligible to win for the best TV duo of all time. Twitter poll question of the day. We're going to do a different poll each hour, different choices each hour. First hour is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question number 1. Which of these is the best TV duo of all time? Is it A, Bert and Ernie? B, Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock? C, Crockett and Tubbs, meaning Miami Vice. 3 totally different choices, to say the least. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Bert and Ernie, Kirk and Spock, Tubbs and Crockett. Best answer. I mean, we'll see what emerges, and whichever one emerges will be in the finals of the 9 o'clock hour. And through this, someone from yesterday's show can win Phillies tickets. Now, Nick Sirianni never needs to
win. I don't know if anyone has any. What? Do you have any idea? Crockett and Tubbs, they were the coolest pairing.
They're cool.
I mean, like, and then some in the world.
They were really
for
cool.
A chunk of time.
They were.
I mean, 1986 era, that was where it was at.
Younger, Michael Mann. I mean, you know, all those movies. Michael Mann is Miami Vice.
Yeah, problem is younger folks on Twitter.
Agree. Yeah, I don't know
agree.
Who that is.
40 years
I don't
ago.
Think they've stayed as culturally relevant or close to as culture as they once were. Yeah.
They haven't. Look, the correct answer is Bert and Ernie. But
I agree with you.
We'll figure it out. Well, you'll figure it out. At Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Speaking of figuring it out, Nick Sirianni certainly has figured out a lot from where he was when things started with the Eagles. And let's be real, where things were even earlier in his life. Because, you know, anyone that joins Philadelphia Sports joins after, to that point, years of experience in their childhood and early adulthood before they, you know, as a head coach, crank it up. Sirianni's cranked it up. He's been through a lot. Interesting answer yesterday. And he names 3 specific things, 3 things, when talking about his growth and overcoming adversity. Here's Sirianni yesterday.
Everybody that is striving to, you know, reach the top of the mountain or, you know, whatever it is, like we try to do every single year, adversity is going to be there regardless. And I really look at any adversity that I've ever been through in my life, you know, whether it was my leg injury in 2001, whether it was my dad going through cancer, whether it was the collapse of our season, you know, us kind of falling apart at the end of the 2023 season and finishing 1-6, every one of those things, whether it's scrutiny from, like you said, from your first press conference, I can look at the good in all those things and find good in all those things and how it's shaped me to be who I am today and has made me better as a result of it.
There is no question adversity can break you or adversity can make you. And I think in a lot of ways, John, it's made this guy. It's really impressive. And I think the same thing goes with Jalen, with the way he has handled, obviously, a lot of twists and turns that we're aware of from getting benched at Alabama, coming in as a backup, like the whole thing. Yeah. Both, I am so struck, even though their personalities are so different, I am so struck how both of them went. And of course, 2023 being said in that answer, they both stunk down the stretch in 2023, and they both, you know, learn from it and grew from it. I mean, it's noteworthy that when he lists, and he could have named more, obviously, but top of his head, He comes up with three things that shaped him through adversity, and one of the three was 2023 Eagles. Right there with his dad having cancer and a major leg injury for a guy that loved playing football. It's an interesting answer right there.
It's funny that they sort of have been going in opposite directions. We've talked about how their personalities were just so vastly different to start. And now they're sort of, you know, like Nick, what we've seen is he has subdued things a little bit. You know, like he's sort of pulled back and he says nothing. Like he's saying so much less than what he once did. And he wanted to answer and then some. He wanted to give everyone what they wanted.
That's right. I agree
in those press conferences. And like he, I guess now, like somewhere along the way, realized like he couldn't do it the way he was doing it.
Well, when he would go off script, the problem was when he would start raising his voice and get really excited. And then all of a sudden, I don't mean raising his voice in an angry way, like he would get excitable. Mm-hmm. And when he would get excitable, if you're Howie and Smolinski and Lurie are like, oh no, he's going off the rails, something's about to pop
out.
But
you'd think they'd be concerned.
I think the Jalen Nick thing, though, the thing that always tied them together, even though they had different personalities, is they're both obsessed with football, defined by football in a way that a lot aren't.
I agree.
We've seen so many people come through the city. They're like top tier in terms of like football is my life. It is everything. And they have that in common. And I think that's kind of where they kind of were able to come back together.
I agree entirely.
That's what means the most to them. Look, they see those commonalities.
Yeah.
And so where Nick is toning it down, Jalen is actually forcing himself to be a little more, vivacious, to be a little more, old Nick, where he gives a little longer answer.
Meet in the middle a little bit.
I think so.
I don't know if Jalen's ever going to be vivacious.
No.
I don't know about that. Trying, but all right,
We'll play
more audio from yesterday. Sirianni said a lot hurts. Some of the players, Mulata, A.J. Brown, we'll get to that. You can react to it. What's your reaction? Again, Nick Sirianni lists three things there. And one of the three is the 2023 Eagles collapse as adversity that shaped them. That's on the table. Phil's win last night. Tush push. Today's decision day. Plus AMA up ahead. Your chance also today to win Phillies tickets and more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on a busy day on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.